Arthur Marier, coming up in today's program, labour shortage looms, ASB uses rugby to back small business, and the latest from the financial markets. Hospitality and primary industries fear they'll be left with a severe labour shortage as thousands of temporary visas are set to expire over the next 3 months. The government's given expired visa holders until September the 25th to renew their visas, but every application has been turned down unless employers are able to prove there are no citizens or permanent residents available to do the job. Association for Migration and Investment Chair June Ranson says the labour market's heading for disaster and the government doesn't seem to have any plan to address the issue.
Employers in New Zealand are really having a very difficult time in being able to source key people for their workforce. And these are people who are not available with skills in New Zealand. There is a lot of bureaucracy to get through, and it's causing a lot of consternation with regard to the employers. It's almost as if there's a block there.
June Ranson from the Association for Migration and Investment, and we'll hear more about this story coming up in Morning Report. A sponsorship deal to use top rugby players to promote small and medium-sized businesses has been launched by the ASB. It's using its sponsorship with the New Zealand Rugby Union to enlist All Blacks, Black Ferns and Māori All Blacks to create advertising packages for 100 SMEs across the country. The ads will be used on digital advertising, billboards and social media starting later this month. ASB General Manager for Business Banking Tim Dean doesn't believe there's any risk of overexposing the rugby players.
We've got access to 50 of them. We will be using different talent for different ads, so it'll be quite a range. So it's not all the household names, although there will be some household names in there. It's just really using rugby's loved throughout New Zealand. But, you know, pretty well everybody knows about the All Blacks or the Black Ferns or the Māori All Blacks. So it's probably using more of the fact that you've got those teams and us, you know, supporting small business.
Tim Dean from the ASB. The cancer diagnostics company Pacific Edge is pinning its hopes on a revenue boon out of the US, following news the cost of some of its products will be covered by the Medicare system. Novitas handles costs for Medicare and says medically necessary tests using CX Bladder Detect and Monitor testing will now be reimbursed. The US is the locally listed company's biggest market, and its chief executive, David Darling, says the backing is good news.
The price in the US is absolutely unbelievably high. This is a great margin product. We have a low cost of goods sold. And, we're off to the market in a big way. We haven't been making forward forecasts because there's so much variance in the process. But everybody, what we've been doing is characterising these enterprises and their ability to change the course of our business. So, yes, it's a great opportunity. It will generate absolutely significant revenue.
David Darling says Pacific Edge plans on expanding its footprint into Southeast Asia next. A quick look at the markets, and the US markets were closed on Friday ahead of the July 4th celebration day. NZX starts today at 11,559, 56 points. In Australia, the 200 also closed up nearly 0.5%. The dollar trading at 65.3 US, 94.1 Australian, 52.3 pence, 0.57 euro, 70.2 yen, and 4.62 yuan. Brent crude steady at nearly $42.80 US dollars a barrel, and gold is down slightly to $1,787 US dollars an ounce. That's business for now.